The fiscal cliff we might actually go over.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day, and we will start with the numbers. Stocks are up at the open on Wall Street this morning. The Dow up 45 points or 0.3% at 14,046. The Nasdaq up 0.5% right now, and same with the S&P 500. Markets in Europe and Asia jump more than 2% following reports that Japan's government will nominate an advocate of aggressive monetary easing to head the country's central bank. But here in this country, there are big concerns about the $85 billion in automatic spending cuts that are coming this Friday. The sequester, as it's called. Julia Coronado is chief economist with the investment bank BNP Paribas, and she is with us live. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, Julia, there are a lot of warnings now coming from the White House and others about these cutbacks, about what they'll do at the airports, at the national parks, at the state level. And I'm wondering how much of this is just politics and how much of it is really a threat.
Well, a lot of it is politics, especially some of the very dire scenarios being painted. Keep in mind, we've been absorbing roughly this amount of government cutbacks, both at the federal and state and local level, over the last couple of years. We're going to absorb a little bit more. It's definitely a headwind to growth, but it's not catastrophic.
Well, one of the things that's been said is this is not the way to cut. You don't just indiscriminately cut $85 billion. So I'm wondering, as an economist looking at this, what if they were to come out and say, okay, we're going to be really surgical, we're going to figure out these cuts, a smart way of doing it. Would it be smart right now to cut $85 billion from the budget?
It's been true all along that this is not the best way to go about fiscal policy. Ideally, what we would do is slow down any cuts in government spending, but exchange that for some entitlement reform. The real elephant in the room are the entitlements. It's an unsustainable picture. If we could address that to some degree, we would buy ourselves some space in the near term to go a little bit easier on the economy.
Julia Coronado, chief economist with the investment bank BNP Paribas. Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure.